Magnum, welcomes you to the premiere of its new collection. Introducing their latest signature designs. New Magnum La Pistache, covered in a newly crafted pistachio shell. And New Magnum La Pêche, with a vibrant peach shell. Both pieces crafted to reveal a velvety gelato core and beautifully finished with Magnum's thick cracking chocolate. Designed for pleasure.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're having a great week. Looking forward to a great weekend. Today is an ALN classic episode. That's right. We're throwing it back to the old days of the podcast. We had some bangers, some hitters, some legends come through the show. So we thought we'd dig deep and throw it back to some of those insane, hilarious, fun episodes. So enjoy the hell out of this episode. Of course, follow the podcast at ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, at Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Enjoy the episode. Enjoy your week. So the coffee company, was that one of many companies that hit you up?
Or? Well, yeah, they're always someone random. They're like, hey, man, I got a t-shirt that, you know, company, and, you know, it says this. And if you, they, people send me free stuff all the time.
That's so dope.
But it's a lot of stuff like I can't wear or
I
just don't wear it.
Like, and I'm not like, a thong guy anymore.
And then,
thank you.
Yeah, you know, that's what this behind me. Yeah, okay.
But thanks, Fila.
Okay.
Fila thongs.
But
just me.
Just me? Whatever.
Fila thongs.
Yeah. It was a phase.
I don't judge. But yeah, because it's like that's when you
15 seconds of my life, and then I go home.
Just do like three.
You really no, it's not. I haven't.
Oh no,
no. I haven't asked for any money or nothing. I don't know.
Well, that's what you gotta start doing, dude.
Yeah, I need to stop playing around.
Ask him for money.
Yeah,
they'll give it to you.
Yeah. No, I haven't asked any for. I was like, nah, I don't really drink coffee.
And then, well, and I mean, that's also if they pay you enough money, you won't care. You'd be like, hey, these are
cocaine is half off.
Cocaine. We got this. We got the softest.
Get in line for a line. No,
we got the softest clan hoods in town. You're like, oh god. Like, dude, they paid me. They paid me. Look at how soft they are. Eye slits are so big. The vision is clear. Oh, I
just
love these. Stole
my whole
hoods.
Race under the bus.
Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
Kanye's doing it.
Oh, I know. Oh, that dude is. Oh, that guy. Oh, that was funny.
Might as well. Get paid. Yeah, you don't need free coasters or something like that.
But how much money? It's always things I don't need. No one's like, hey, man, you want some free protein or something? Yeah. I don't know. Some free some clothes that look nice and aren't t-shirts that say stupid stuff on them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but yeah, whatever.
Does it make you start to – do you have preacher merch?
Yeah, I have merchandise.
Yeah.
I sell after my shows. I don't have it online because I'm dumb. I'm really dumb. I'm slacking on a lot of
things. Hey, man, you're just kind of stepping into this new world, right?
Yeah,
like,
agree.
You're how many years removed from AGT?
AGT? Kinda? Not even. Well, actually, my first audition was in March 13th. So it's been a year and a month.
Holy shit.
Yeah, a year and a month.
That is crazy. That is the power of fucking being ready for the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And backing it up with all the work that you've been doing and are doing. And then getting exposure like that.
It's crazy,
which is fucking bonkers. How many people watch that show?
Well, we average 16 million viewers.
I mean,
it was insane.
Those are Blossom numbers. You know what I'm saying?
It was insane.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane, man. It definitely changed my life. I mean, I knew the show was big.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how big it was.
Right. Like,
I didn't realize how many family members and friends I had either. Until I got on the show.
Hilarious, man. Yeah, I want to talk about that. How many years had you been doing stand-up before you auditioned for the show?
8 years.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, I've been doing 8 years. Yeah.
And that's always the thing, and I'm sure you got this, and it probably bugged the crap out of you, where people were like, oh, man, overnight sensation. You're like, dude, I was putting in work.
Yeah.
I did stuff before. They didn't just get me off the street.
Yeah.
I didn't just have this idea like, oh, I'll be a comic today.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I mean, I get that a lot. And I used to hear a lot of stories about people that would go on the show and they hadn't done it like that much. They did it like for maybe a year or two and then they blew up and that's what the headline and they can't do it. Yeah. So when I went there, I had been doing colleges before. Mm-hmm. So I had been doing like an hour on stage. I mean, it wasn't good. But I mean, it was good. It was decent. Yeah. You know what I mean? It wasn't something
I
liked.
Everything's not good in hindsight when you have a year more under your belt. You look back and you're like, how did they pay me to do that?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But I bet it was a good show and entertaining for them, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was, so that, a lot of that happened, it was, I was prepared when I got, after the show and I started going on the road. I went to Tempe Improv, That was my first weekend, and it was Tempe was amazing. I heard you crushed there, by the way.
Oh, really?
You know a guy named Charles Engel?
Yeah.
That's my homie.
Oh, he's hell good, yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah. He said you slaughtered.
Oh, so, my God. That's a fun venue.
Yeah, I love that venue. Rooms. Yeah, it's a great room.
Wait, so that was your first then taste of like, all right, let's see how I draw after all this exposure.
And then we did pretty much the base pay for a no-name headliner.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, because people were like, well, we don't know what you've done.
Right.
You know, Yeah, that's so fair. We did that, and then I think we sold out every show but two.
Oh, my God.
And that was during the show. Like, I was I only had went to the semifinals. I didn't go to the live show I didn't go to the I only went to the second round. I didn't go to the live semis or the finals.
Holy shit.
I went to two rounds, and we did a whole weekend. At two shows, I didn't sell out. Everything else was sold out. Which, when I was taking pictures with people, they're like, I can't believe I'm meeting you in person. This is weird. I was like, this is weird for me.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand.
Like, I'm doing this. I'm here. I'm headlining.
I had negative $14.67 in my bank account.
Weekend.
I didn't have enough. I had negative. I started making my money when I had merch. I couldn't put it in my bank account because my bank is now I have a bank on the West Coast, but I had a bank on the East Coast that I couldn't put any money in it. So I had a whole bunch of cash from merchandise, but I was in a negative. I had no money. And I was like,
what is that like? How are you? I mean, so are you asking them to give you like your money up front so you can get Chipotle? Or are you just like, you're just like, can I get all this food to go from?
No, I would. Well, what I would do that weekend, I would borrow money from like my mom or my brother. And so she would send me some money, but then I would use the rest in cash that I made off of merch. But I mean, I made the money back.
Yeah.
After that weekend, I was fine.
What kind of merch did you have?
I just had t-shirts. Yeah. I didn't have t-shirts. I had wristbands.
Wow.
The wristband said, I support live comedy, Preacher Lawson. And I sold them after my show for whatever anyone wanted to give. I was like, you can give whatever you want to give.
Oh, you did the, I think, was it Radiohead that sold an album where it was just like, pay whatever you want to pay for.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that do?
Really well for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you mean for them?
Well, I mean, it was good for them because some people, they have obsessed fans. They're just like, great, I'll pay you $40 for this album. It's like,
really?
You could have paid one, but okay.
I know. There's a lot of people that really love you. And
they'll
be like, here's a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I've had people come up to me, and I'm sure you have this too, where they just give you money after the show.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's super weird.
I almost want to feel insulted because sometimes they just throw like $5 on the table. It's
well,
like, hey,
five
man.
Is stupid.
Yeah, you're like, well, this is going to change my life.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can get a Snickers. Yeah. It's so dumb. Yeah.
How was, I mean, that whole AGT experience, I feel like nothing can really prep you for that. Even if you've been doing stand-up 20 years, because that is just like, and you haven't gotten, because that was your first TV, right? Like,
well, no, I did. I mean, yeah, it was my first major TV. Everything I did before that really didn't matter.
Yeah.
I did laughs. Oh, I mean, what am I? All right, so I did a couple of TV shows. I did some other TV shows that was, you know,
well, but hey, man,
comparison. And I did like the Carson Daly Show.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know why people don't really watch that as much.
Yeah.
And as
it,
you know,
yeah.
maybe a little bit more.
A different time slot talent. And different.
And
yeah,
it doesn't
sure.
relate so much to comedy. Like when people would watch Carson Daly's show, they're not thinking like, oh, I wonder who the next big comedian is.
Yeah.
It was more of a music show.
Yeah, for sure. So that was my first big thing.
Yeah.
That was my first big thing.
What's the prep for that like? I mean, you get the audition. Is it as crazy as they make it look on TV where everyone's in line and everyone's nervous and people are talking shit and people are becoming friends? No.
The way they do it is they have scouts. They have scouts and then they have the people that, man, it's insane. So they have people that look for me. Like someone looked for me. They found me on, they went to Orlando. It's like, who's your top 10 comedians? So so they asked the comedy club that. They listed the top 10 comedians. They looked up all of us on YouTube. They hit me up. They're like, hey, send us some more footage. So I sent them some more footage. And they were like, oh, we like you and this. And they was promising all this. And they was like, yeah, you know, we think you're going to do well. You know, we think you might, you can do well enough to get to the semis or whatever, you know. And I was like, whatever. You know what I mean? And because I had done this, it's not the first time I auditioned for America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay.
No, the first time I did, I went in there and I, you know, they say all these things of how good you can do, but it leads, it's up to you.
Wait,
so I went in there.
Are you the guy who ate fire in season two?
That's me. I ate fire, man.
So you had to mix it up.
Man.
Come back
myself,
with a different skill.
People think I'm black now. No. I was like, why do I keep getting pulled over? You know. No. So I did the first audition and I did. I just bombed. I just didn't do that well. And
why? Just
I don't know. It was weird. It was. Oh, you know what happened? I don't know if I can say this, but they was like, oh, whatever. You need you people want, like, there's a guy on the show. I'm not gonna say his name, but there's a guy on the show that I was on the same season, and he was amazing. Like, he was incredibly talented, but he didn't have a story. So you need a story for
I've
someone.
Heard that from different people, where it'd be Last Comic Standing, or The Voice, where, like, if you go in there, because I did Last Comic Standing, and I just went on going like, oh, I'll just be funny. It's like,
you can't do that. No, it's so many components.
You gotta, like,
you're wearing shoes that you bought with your money. That's not good enough.
No, no. So, I gotta come in like, this is my last chance at show business, or my mom hates me, or I got negative $14 in my account.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have that.
It's like that Brent Morin bit when the kid for, like, British America's Got Talent that comes out. He's like, he's like, he always gets choked up because there's always some kid walks out and they're like, what's your name? And he's like, I don't have a name. You know,
I couldn't afford
one. Immediately invested, you know?
Yeah.
When I was on AGT, I remember there was a story where they was talking about me being homeless, right, in L.A. Yeah. And then my friends come up after me because they had seen the clip. They're like, I know you had to lie to, you know, for you to, you know. And I was like, I didn't lie. Like, I just didn't say anything when I was homeless. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
because that's not something you brag about.
Yeah,
that's not something you brag. The club, like, guess who's sleeping in his car?
And then, yeah, I
like,
know, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just, it's not – I would have to force that out of conversation. How you doing? I'm great. You know, I just woke up out on the street, and you know, like, it's not something you ask me.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's not something I want to advertise.
Yeah, and it's not something you need to bring up. It's
not
like
it
what defines you.
We're all struggling. You know what I mean?
Like, no shit.
And no one's bringing it up to you. Like, hey, preacher, you living anywhere?
Yeah, like, that's how they start the conversation. You know?
Hey, preacher, you got one of those roofs?
Ooh, this burger's good. Where your house at? Like, no one's doing that.
Yeah. What does your door smell like? You're
dude,
all right.
So
how did you, is that a well-known thing that you were homeless when you got out here?
A well-known thing? I mean, anyone that watched AGT, they know now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
wasn't homeless that long. I was homeless like 2 weeks. No, excuse me. I was homeless like, I was on the street for like 2 days.
Damn, but
still. Only 2 days. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, some people were like, 2 days is fine for me. But what happened was I was talking to a girl, and then I tried to stay with her. She was like, could you try to find another place? And I was like, for sure, I have another place. I did not have another place.
But you
can't. Well, okay, I feel like I have to tell you, there's so
the
many
backstory?
Steps.
Yeah.
All right, so.
We'll get back to AGT.
It's so much. Okay, so when I first moved to LA, I didn't have a place to stay.
That's a bold move.
Yeah, well, I thought I did. My mom said she was going to give me a hostel.
Yeah.
And for 22 days. So I had 22 days. When I got there, the card bounced, apparently.
Oh.
So I had
now
to
you're
find
just nothing.
A friend.
Wow.
And I stayed with that friend and had to, you know, they had to do some stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, dude.
So
yeah,
I did that for
tough.
Like a month. Yeah. And then I found a place on Craigslist and I shared a room. It was $600 to share a room in Park La Brea with a crackhead. And this dude did every drug. I'm like, bro, you don't want to pick like two drugs and maybe rotate them. You know what I mean? Like maybe two, three. You gonna pick all of them? Like,
yeah, have a wacky Wednesday and a fucking,
you know what I'm saying?
And
then
motivational Monday.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
You fucking switch drugs
and a wine Wednesday, something like that. You know what I mean? Like, man, I don't know. So he did every drug, and he was my bad. Sorry.
You're good.
So unprofessional.
Is that the crackhead? He can sense that you're talking about him.
He's hitting you up, going like, "Hey."
No, that's my girlfriend, actually.
Oh, nice.
So. Yeah, all right. I'm not gonna answer. Yeah. All right, so
I'm a man.
Well, actually, let me just answer.
Go for it. Yeah,
okay, cool.
No,
hold on.
Pause.
Hey, I'm doing a podcast right now.
Okay, cool. Just making sure you were doing it. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Cool.
All right. Love you. Bye. All right. Anyway, what was I saying?
You're talking about crackhead?
Oh yeah, this man was. He was.
Speaking of your
was,
girlfriend? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Your girlfriend is lovely. She's a singer. She is talented. I do not want.
She doesn't even do crackhead. So bringing up old stuff. But this dude, he was gay, which is totally fine. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he just
dude,
he was
gay
like
crackheads are the best crackheads.
Yeah, exactly. Gay crackhead.
Said nobody ever. LeVar Burton said that.
That's LeVar Burton. Okay.
Yeah.
But he was like. He was like weird. Like he would try to convince me that I was gay. You know what I mean? Like he'd be like, everybody's gay. And I'm like, no.
No.
No, I'm not. I mean, I was like, if you're gay, that's cool, but I'm not gay. He's like, you trying to tell me you've never looked at another man and said they were attractive. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen cute babies. I don't want to have sex with a baby. You know what I mean? It's just the look thing.
Yeah. The way that I look at a sandwich doesn't mean I want to eat it out.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to take a bite.
Yeah. So he was crazy. So we ended up getting into it. And I'm not a violent person at all. Like, I'm not. I think the last time I got in a fight, I got in a scuffle when I was like 23. But before that, I was 16, and it wasn't a fight. I just got beat up. Like, it wasn't,
yeah,
you know what
shit.
I mean? So, but it was a bunch of people. I was in a thing called Job Corps. You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's like jail for younger people.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wow.
So I was in Job Corps when I was 16, because I...
You went to jail?
No, I didn't go to jail. But I wasn't doing well in school, because I moved a lot.
Right, so you can't
get
established.
So I was like, I stopped
trying. No consistency, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I ended up just stopped trying, and then I failed that. I had to go to, like, I guess, like, summer school, and then she was like, you're going to Job Corps. So I went to Job Corps.
Is it like boot camp, or?
It's like for kids that usually get out of jail, and they need a restart.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Kids that aren't me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They sold drugs. Like, they sold, like, cocaine. I remember at my school, I sold candy. You know what I mean? Like, that was my thing. And then I was
and they're like, hey, preacher, why are you here? You're like, well, I bounced around a lot.
Yeah, I know, man. Like,
bounced around a lot of jails? Nah, houses.
It was just,
I got a C in social studies.
It was just some crazy stuff. One dude there was taken. You know what I mean? Like, it was a crazy environment. People get beat up all the time, get jumped. They jumped me, is what I'm saying. That's how I got beat up when I was 16.
Did you have flashbacks about it?
No.
No, it was a quick beat.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Well, what happened was, it started off as a joke. What happened was, I was talking smack to everyone. You know, I'm joking around, I'm loud, whatever.
So your comedy was a part of you from...
Yeah. I've always been... When I was seven, I figured out, I was like, I love making people laugh. Because when I was seven, I was at a... Okay, I'm everywhere.
No, this is great. I'm keeping track.
We'll go back to crackhead fight in a bit. That's where we're at. Crackhead fight.
Yeah. When I was seven, there was an Asian kid, which him being Asian has nothing to do with the story. But he was.
You know what, though? It does.
He was.
And you're painting a picture.
I'm painting a picture.
For people who think that ethnicity and race and face and size and shape and color
doesn't
matter.
Yeah.
No.
It's not even me being racist.
You're painting the picture.
He's Asian. So
here's when it is fucked up.
When he had his nunchucks. And I was just playing. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I was just going to say,
when people, like, you know, I used to have a buddy that would do that, but it had nothing to matter for the story. Be like, man, I was at the park with my friend Dave, and he saw all these pigeons, and he starts running at these pigeons, right? And Dave's black. And he's running at the pigeons, and I'm like, the fuck does Dave being black have to do with the pigeons?
Well, because then the pigeons are racist.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly.
And the pigeons are flying around. Like,
you're just gonna stay here when Tom walks by. Boom with Jamal. All right.
You know what I'm saying? So that makes sense.
That's
all
funny.
Right.
So, no, this Asian kid was on the swing, and he was swinging, and I faked like he kicked me. And I just, like, flipped on the bark dust and did all... I mean, obviously, that's what my style is.
Well, but see, now it does mean something that you said he was Asian, because I saw Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. They can do, they can do some fucked up kicks.
Oh, man. That's so bad.
So that's believable. You fly backwards, you're like, yeah,
exactly.
that Asian kicked hard.
Well, yeah. So that's when I realized I like making people laugh. He was dying. He was, like, turning red. He was laughing so hard. I did that for every recess for, like... like 4 days, and he's like, you gotta do something new. Like,
oh, this you gotta get some new material.
Yeah. Dude, recess bits, that's the best. You're like go-tos.
Yeah. It's so funny. You know what's funny? When I wasn't a comedian, I used to repeat stories.
Yeah.
And I would, like, repeat stories, and then I would, like, trim off the fat, and it's, like, stuff I didn't even know I was doing.
You're doing stand-up.
Do recess where you're open mics? I mean, I guess you don't think about it, but, like... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you tell a story to
not even
one
recess,
group
just
of friends,
in general.
Yeah, but like,
you tell a story,
that story to a group of
friends
and let's say you're at like a parent's or your friend's parents, like, dinner or something, and something comes up. Yeah. So you stand up, though, was that a part of you recognizing you make people laugh?
I was a huge fan of Comic View. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just like making people laugh. I was, you know, pretty hyper. I was hyper and quiet. It was a mixture, but I was what was I talking about before the Asian kid making people laugh?
Crackheads.
Oh yeah,
Job Corps.
Oh yeah, Job Corps.
Yeah,
so I was messing around with a bunch of people. I was joking around, and what happened was they had security, like people that would go to school or, you know, Job Corps for a trade, and security was a trade, or carpentry. Like, I went for carpentry, like I could build a house, like, you know.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But
damn.
They had a security guard there, but security. Is, you know, they have, at certain times, they switch off the actual grown security guards to, like, the kids.
Oh.
So there was a kid, he was like, I don't know, like, you know, he was in on it. So, you know, I was talking smack, so they bust in, like, we're in a dorm. So it's like, I'd probably say it's like 8 of us inside this room. And they break down the door, and then they drag me off the bed, put the blanket on. And they're supposed to be fake hitting me, but they weren't fake hitting me. Like, my back was mad. They was kicking me, punting, like, all this extra stuff.
Damn.
And then, yeah, it was supposed to be for fun. So it's like, I can't really be like, they beat me up. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
yeah,
we were joking. We were just playing around.
Wow.
So that's how I got beat up. But I mean, that doesn't bother me. But
did you watch when you were Comic View? You said you were a big fan of. I mean,
huge fan of Comic View.
What was the first time you remember seeing any stand up on TV?
Who were guys?
The first time I ever seen stand up on, I mean, it was Comic View. You used to watch it all the time. I just used to hate when they would remix it though. I'm like, you're ruining the bit. Like they would do a joke about, like someone would do a joke about flip flops.
Yeah.
And then they put like five flip flop jokes back to back, and it's like, you're not making it look good.
No.
You know what I mean, it's not making it look super original because you got all these flip flop jokes, and then they would edit it and it would make it super weird. I mean, I don't know. I just didn't like that, but I love.
Yeah, stand up isn't meant to be in montage, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta see the solo. Who were some of the people that were on Comic View at that time?
Gary Owen was on Comic View. I remember him doing a joke, and they made him turn into a Hulk, and I was like, you just made it not funny. they made him turn green, and they... Like, I just remember... Like,
no, the whole joke is he is not a Hulk.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Kevin Hart, I think Kevin Hart is amazing. I love his first few specials are incredible.
Yeah.
And then his last special, I think, he had, like, the TV behind him or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was kind of distracting from
all the pyrotechnics.
You said what?
Like that? All the pyrotechnics?
Yeah, I know what that word means.
No, I'm saying.
What did you think about that?
I know that. Yeah. But like, I'm let's say Brad didn't know what that meant though. Like, what would you say to him?
Fireworks.
I would.
Oh yeah.
I probably start making the noise. I'd probably go the boom boom, the boom boom bright sky stuff.
Yeah, but I just when that happened, it was kind of more like I don't know. I just want to watch. But I mean, people have different preferences, but I just remember there's a TV he was making too. I thought it was great. I thought it was you definitely got to step outside of your comfort zone to do stuff like that.
Absolutely. But plus, I just remember when they were stadium.
Yeah, that's got to be insane.
Right, just
like
a stadium.
That's
got
to be super dope. I mean, what's the most people you ever performed in front of?
I opened up one time and did a basketball stadium. So that was 16,000, which was just crazy.
That's bonkers.
That's 16. It's insane.
What was that like?
Just you say a joke and you hear a laugh, and then 2 seconds after the laugh, there's another laugh because the echo from the people in the back, that laugh is just hitting you.
What?
It throws off your timing because you're like, you're not used to it.
That's like another skill level then.
Yeah. It's a whole other. So the fact that Kevin Hart's doing fucking football stadiums.
Yeah, I don't know. He's huge. I don't understand where, I remember him posting on his Snapchat or his Instagram. He was like, I get to sleep, y'all. It's like to announce that you get, and I used to not know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm still nowhere near as busy as Kevin Hart at all. But I don't sleep much.
Yeah, I see you post that a lot about, I mean, just finding, but it is, I mean, you get windows, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you sleep on planes. Where do you find
sleep
time
on planes.
Yeah.
I sleep on planes.
You're
that's most of the time I'm sleeping is on a plane. When hey, you want to do me a favor? You want to put on my Instagram too? That'd be great.
Yeah. Should we double fist it?
Okay, go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and so back to you fighting the crackhead.
Okay, so I'm not a violent person. Is what I'm saying.
I knew we'd get back there.
Okay, yeah, we get back there.
So I threw him out the house, like, cause he came in drunk and he was like yelling at me, like, "You monkey, N-word, slave, burnt cookie, piece of you ain't
cookie.
Nothing." Yeah, burnt cookie.
Burnt cookie is a racial slur,
which is like, I just think about the burnt cookie.
Yeah, is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the volume's up. Yeah, but he was like Puerto Rican, so it just didn't hurt me as much. I was like, I don't know. I was like, you know, that's what they call you too, right? You know?
Yeah, like, so because white people are so racist, we don't even care that we're being specific.
We're
just like, we'll just throw out general ones.
Yeah,
you're an N-word. It's like, racist. I'm from Guatemala. It's like, we don't care.
Yeah. So, but he was just really, I was trying to sleep, and I wasn't getting sleep at that time because I would go to open mics and be there for hours and not get on stage and come walk all the way back because I didn't have a vehicle. And,
where were you walking to?
I would walk to the improv. It'd take me about an hour and about an hour. And
because you were living where again? I'm sorry.
I was living Park La Brea, so maybe like an hour to get the Then it'd take about an hour and a half, some change to get to Comedy Store. But I'd walk everywhere. I was I was in great shape. I got to the point where I got a skateboard. And then I got upgraded from the skateboard to the bicycle.
That was a big day.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
A bike with two wheels?
Then then they stole my bike. So then,
son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know. And then I just Ubered everywhere, and then I got a motorcycle now. It's pretty cool, man.
Yo, that's
you did get to walk in holding a motorcycle helmet, which is just kind of badass.
Well, you know, Gerard Carmichael used to walk everywhere, and he said he would do most of his riding while walking. Would you do the same thing, or what would you do on your walks? I mean, if you have an hour to kill time, what are you thinking about?
I would like.
I can't wait to get a bike.
I would
I see scooters go most by. And be like, oh, just, what a life!
Most of the time I was just crying, but you know that's. I would like talk on the phone a lot, like the whole time. Mm-hmm. I would talk on the phone. I remember one time I was talking on the phone to this girl named Zoe that I don't talk to anymore. I just could have said Zoe. I could just said I was talking on the phone. Yeah. Like I didn't have to add that.
We would have believed you. Yeah, I'm not gonna do a deep dive in your past.
Yeah, I was sorry, and she won't even text me back. No.
Hold on, let me fact check this girl's name 1 second.
Yeah, turns out you're lying. but I was
her name was Andrea. She has a hunchback.
So I was on the phone. This lady seen me and started running from me. And it was on my way to the improv.
Okay.
And she goes running. She has groceries. She has heels on.
Yeah.
And then because I think she thinks I'm gonna rob her. And so I get to her. She goes to her car. She's trying to get in. I'm like, ma'am, I'm not gonna rob you. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna. There's no funny ending to this, by the way. That's
just what she thought.
Yeah, she was like, I was like, I'm not gonna rob you.
Did she say that's exactly what a robber would say? I bet you can build a house too, you crafty burglar. You build it, then you rob it.
All right. Okay, crack it. Yeah. So man, this is such a long story. All right, no, so
we best. Dude, we want all these details. That's okay, why, good. Yeah, your story's interesting.
I'm so ADD. It's funny because when I was a kid, see, there it goes again. They try to put me on medication, and my mom was like, "Nah, he'll grow out of it." And
I like that.
They both were wrong because I didn't grow out of it; I grew into it.
But now you know how to use it. Yeah,
exactly.
You've learned how to harness the power. Powers. Yes, the power of the ADD.
So
yeah, can you imagine a toned down version of you?
It'd be so not funny.
No,
you
dude. Know
what I mean? Yeah. It's already almost funny now. You know what I mean? Like I'm just squeaking by.
Yeah.
So you're walking open mics.
So, So I came home. Mm-hmm. I got home around 1:30, 2 o'clock. And I get home, and I know I only sleep 3 hours because I was working at LA Fitness. I promised someone I was going to wake up earlier and train them or whatever.
You were a trainer?
I wasn't a trainer. Oh. I was a fitness counselor, but I would go above and beyond because if I was super nice to them and they ended up signing up training, I'd get a bonus.
So you you're the guy. What's the difference between a fitness counselor and a trainer? Like you welcome people.
I just
sign people up to train them. You give them a tour, and you go.
Nope. The tour is like the front desk.
Gotcha.
I would tour people if I knew they were a potential client.
Gotcha.
But
you'd sit down consultation?
Yeah. And I would be like, hey, this is what you're messing up. You need to work on this, this, and this, and this.
What are your fitness goals?
Yeah, what are your fitness goals? Now I would say, you know, what do you, they'd be like, I couldn't afford it. They say it in the beginning, then I'd write down a bunch of things they do. And like, how many times do you get coffee a week? Oh, I get coffee every day, every morning I go get coffee. Yeah. That's $5. Five times seven every day is $35 for a training session will give you natural energy. Just working,
you're good. Hold on. I could go sign up for a trainer.
What's the craziest thing someone said they were spending money on that you got them to like? I spend $90 on dildos a month. And look, if you want me to give that up, you better get me a six pack.
No one's ever said
I need
that.
New dildos every month. I mean, what do you do for a living? Yeah. Don't ask me that. That's none of your business.
I had someone that drank wine, like 5 bottles of wine a week or something like that.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you signed up Gerard Depardieu. That's a deep cut reference. Nobody got it. He's a French actor. He claims he drinks 3 bottles of wine a day.
That's weird rapper's name. That's kind of...
Yo, man, you get that new Depardieu album? Oh, no. He does this collaboration with Drake. It's crazy.
What's the vibe like at the gym? Is it comical? Is it like, are you able to pull material from a place like that?
So much material.
Yeah.
I just have multiple videos of me recording people at the gym working out.
That's awesome. Yeah, I used to do that all the time, and I felt bad because I'm just like.
I did.
But I'm like, if you're going to show up in public and run backwards on a treadmill and then do push-ups like next to the treadmill, and scream while you're saying. I mean, like you're outside.
Yeah.
And look, I love that you do that. But just as much as you get to do that, I want to show the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did this. I would record videos and make it was fun, man. I love that job. That's the only job, one of the only jobs I loved.
Like cool people. Anytime I walk around like the gym, you see the staff like they're all shooting the shit and chumming it up. It's right.
Yeah, it's
like
pretty chill. Yeah. It's pretty chill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did get. I mean, that's some. Yeah. It was super chill. It was good. I mean. I would say, yeah, it was a good job. And I don't know how to explain it.
That's the only job you
had in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't. After I had that job, I quit on a whim because I was like, I should just quit.
Sure.
I should just quit.
Makes sense. Did you quit mid-consultation? Manager. You're like, 7 times 5, if you stop drinking coffee, stop buying dildos, you can, you know what, fuck it. I'm out.
Magnum welcomes you to the premiere of its new collection. Introducing their latest signature designs. New Magnum La Pistache, covered in a newly crafted pistachio shell. And New Magnum La Pêche, with a vibrant peach shell. Both pieces crafted to reveal a velvety gelato core and beautifully finished with Magnum's thick cracking chocolate. Designed for pleasure.
Never gonna lose that weight. I'm out. Yeah, I'm out.
You know what? People. It's funny because people will make the biggest excuses. That's the only thing I hated about. There's a lot of people that make these excuses. Like, oh, the only reason you're in shape is because you work here. It's like that excuse would work if I was the most in shape person here. You know what I mean? I'm not the most in person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. People make excuses. I don't have time. Like, you don't. I don't know.
You have time. You just want to do other shit instead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like those honest people that are like, look, I don't want to do it. I'm like, all right, well,
great. Okay. I can't
I'm so
make
glad
you.
You're honest. Yeah. Hey, people are like, I would, but then there's like, you know, there's plenty of colors in the outside. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, I want to lift the weights, but they're heavy.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah. That's kind of the point.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just a great environment. I love that job. And it was pretty cool as far as like, you know, it's a great job to have when you're single. You know, like
I was gonna say, man,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're working alongside.
But I didn't really get to explore because I mean, I met my girlfriend there.
Oh shit!
And she used to go to that gym, so
you can't be like, because then she'd essentially be coming in.
Yeah, when we first started talking too, and that was pretty wacky.
Now the whim, did that put pressure on you then? Like you quit, now you're like, all right, now I need comedy to survive.
Yeah, I think a lot of times that people will have a safety net, and you can't really get too far when you're like kind of holding on to behind you. So I think life is, you know, like a cat. Like you back a cat into a corner, it won't attack you until you like back it in the corner. So that's what I did. I backed myself into a corner. So the only way I can succeed is with comedy. So I just started putting out crazy videos on YouTube. I started trying to get on stage as much as possible. And then that's when things started happening. Like I went into Big Sky Comedy Festival.
People were seeing your videos, yeah?
Yeah.
Were they just getting tossed around? Did you
some video that went baby viral. You know what I mean? It was about, it was like things people say to comedians. And I remember I went to a festival and this is before.
I remember that video.
Oh, you remember? It was really bad audio. But
no, I remember seeing that video.
Oh, see? So someone told me, some comedians that I mean, it was really famous around comedians. They would tell me, they're like, oh man, you're the guy that did the video. And I'm like, yeah. So yeah, it was just a bunch of things that people say to comedians.
Yeah.
And, so that would go away. And I did another video when I was working at LA Fitness where I just did a So Far Gone challenge where it was a rap on Monica's beat. And I just rapped about your girl. And I was talking to Janine at the time. And I did some super silly rap and it blew up.
It's amazing
up.
How you never know.
Shit. Yeah, it
you never
blew
know.
Up.
Like, you could try so hard to create a video.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
just such an intricate shoot with
and you're
all
like,
the
oh, things. It's gonna go great.
Yeah, and then nothing. It's like, well, here's me rapping over a harmonica.
Yeah,
viral.
Yeah. So that I got home and I was like, everyone's doing the challenge, and I wrote it on the way home. I wrote it on the way home, and then I said, get the camera, hold my camera, and then she's like, for what? And I didn't even tell her, so I did the rap, and then at the end of the rap, I pulled up a knife. So I didn't tell her.
Just
I was like
Gerard Depardieu.
It said, you know, yeah. So except I sang. No. So I took the knife and I just said, get the camera. So she's like, oh, it's kind of weird that you just say get a knife. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like,
I don't want to live anymore. No. So I do this rap and then like I post it and it's maybe a day and it was like 10,000 views. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the next day, he was like 55,000.
Holy shit.
Like third day, it was like 100,000 views. And it was insane. It stopped. I think it stopped at 800,000.
And then people were just hitting you up, all over,
man.
Right?
That's the first like sense of any kind of fame I felt, because I was like, oh my gosh, I tried to reply to everyone, I couldn't. Mm. It was dope. Yeah,
who's hitting you up? Teachers, old friends?
No, not then. No, not then. No, it was just a bunch of people I never met. It was a bunch of people that just
cool video, bro.
Yeah. And there was a bunch of women. I love you. I'm like, you don't even know.
Yeah. Wow.
Like it was.
I pull a knife on a girl holding a camera, and you're like, I love you.
I know. That was another thing that was weird. It's like I was rapping about a girl, then they was like, we don't care. Like we don't care at all. Like
they just that says a lot about you.
Yeah. So anyway, crackhead. So you're part of crackhead. So we.
It's all important. All right. So you quit LA Fitness. You're walking open mics. You're living in Park Blade with this crackhead. This is
when I'm still working at LA Fitness. So I throw him out the house. The next day I find out. That night we found out that we weren't legally living there. So whoever we were subleasing from, that wasn't their place. So we had they had a note. They're like, you got to leave by tomorrow anyway. But I didn't even notice that until I threw them out. And I was like, oh, what's this note? Oh, we got to be gone. And so I stayed with a girl and then for like a day. And then she's like, all right, could you leave? And I was like, all right. And then I didn't have a place to stay for a couple of days. And then after that, it was actually the girl I'm talking to now. She was like, is there any way? Because she's a singer. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't. She has this thing where if she doesn't know you like that, and this is just new, she can't sleep. So she wasn't sleeping. She was recording an album. So she was like, is there any way that you can find, you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, I got plenty of places. Yeah, I didn't have a place.
Oh, jeez.
So I went and stayed on the street for a couple of days. And then I didn't feel
Where do you sleep?
I would put all my stuff in the LA Fitness closet. So I had all my stuff in there. And then I would go to open mic. And then I would fall asleep. I remember one time I fell asleep in like the alley of like in Beverly Hills.
No shit.
Not super nice Beverly Hills, but like the near Fairfax.
Okay, so it's on the edge.
So like just like there, or I go to a park and I would walk around a lot. And a lot of times it would mess me up because I'd be falling asleep during work and I'd get in trouble. And they're like, why are you falling asleep during work? And I can't be like, oh, I'm homeless. You know what I mean? So I would fall asleep and I would sleep, or I would sleep during break. So a lot of times, I mean, open mics, I wouldn't even get home till like 2 o'clock anywhere.
Yeah.
So I mean, I would do the open mic, and then I would go to work. Sometimes I would sleep in the locker room. You know what I mean?
That's kind of the weirdest feeling.
In what, like a shower?
No, and just
lay down on the bench.
You know where people lay their booty, their bare booty?
Yeah.
Right there. So yeah.
Did you ever feel comfortable to ask, because you're so likable, like to ask a comic or any, why not?
Nah, I just didn't want to do that.
Way
too much pride, and I just didn't want
to. I'll figure it out, right?
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I knew I was going to be fine. Like, I wasn't even sad or anything. Like, I was like, I'll be fine. Like, it wasn't even the first time I was homeless. I was homeless when I was in Portland, and I was doing the same thing. I would hang out with comedians.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you want to come over? I'm like, yeah. And I would just play video games with them or talk, write jokes, and I just
fall asleep.
Yeah. I would be like, oh, I didn't even know. Yeah. I didn't even know. And or I would just hang out with women. And that's what I did. That's why I was saying I was only on the street for 2 days. Gotcha, I was like, I'm tired of this. Because I really liked the girl I was talking to.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't stay at her house.
Yeah.
So I ain't about to be on the street. So so I just started, you know, hanging out. So I was doing that. And then I got to a point where I found a place on Craigslist. It was a beauty shop. And I stayed inside the beauty shop, which they were like, you can't do this. It's a business. You know what I mean? I thought you were trying to do a business here. And I was like, nah, I'm trying to sleep. and then I ended up getting a place with the guy who has the most viewed episode on Almost Got Away With It.
Wait, what's that? I'm trying to think.
You know when people that do crimes?
Yeah.
And they almost got away with it? They have a show called Almost Got...
Wow.
I ended up being roommates with him. Yeah. He has the most viewed episode. So what he did, he shot his cousin in the face. And
like you do.
Yeah, Tuesday. So he shot his cousin in the face.
Yeah.
And he pretty much started video piracy, like movie piracy. Like he didn't start it, but he like made it popular.
Wow.
Okay. And he went to jail for that. And for like, I don't know, like 10 years. I don't know. He got out, and this man he's crazy. I think he know he's crazy. I think he's okay with hearing me say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's
pretty sure if you were on that show,
man,
there's a good chance.
Yeah. So
what did he almost get away with?
The piracy. So he didn't even go to jail. I mean, he didn't go to jail for shooting his cousin in the face.
God bless America.
Yeah, well, but his cousin didn't die, so maybe that was it.
Okay.
So he shot his cousin in the face.
Oh, he didn't die, so it's fine. Shoot someone. Let's make sure they don't die.
They didn't care. So he shot his cousin in the face, and then he went to jail for piracy. But that was because he did, like, I don't know how the system works, but once you do a crime, like shoot someone in the face,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and you do another crime that's to that level, apparently, then you get more time in jail. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how it works.
Isn't that called like Double Jeopardy or something?
Nah.
Isn't it?
No, that was a movie starring
Jean-Claude Van Damme and
sure,
Dennis
sure,
Rodman.
Sure
no, that's Double Team.
It. No.
Okay. Yeah, he got Double Jeopardy, man.
Double Jeopardy was Ashley Judd. That's where you can't be tried twice for the same crime.
That's what it is. I knew it was something with Ashley Judd.
Oh, I thought you were definitely trying to be funny.
I was not.
Isn't that bonus? He gives a bonus? So, yeah, okay, yeah. So that's what happened. He got like, yeah, he did that. So I ended up moving in with my lady, my current lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, and then, yeah,
And then do you hear, and then that's when you hear about America's Got Talent?
No, I heard from America's Got Talent. When I feel like I heard when I was living, probably around the time when I was living, when I moved back in, when I moved with my lady.
Okay.
They hit me up way before. Yeah. And because they, like I said, they have scouts and then they have people that actually, like the girl that won a year before was on, she was in line.
Oh,
you
wow.
know what I mean? So, I mean, it's not like they only find, like, that's not like for show.
Yeah.
So, everyone that auditions, they audition. You got to audition in front of producers, then you pass that one, you do another audition, then you do another one, and then you get Simon.
Yeah, you don't just walk in and Simon's there.
They don't. They probably do like maybe 300 people.
And so that's
which
why
is a lot.
That's why you moved from Orlando to LA, was for Got Talent or no?
No, nope, I just moved.
And so, when you're, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, so when you were sending them more footage and stuff, is that during the time when you're bouncing around from place to place?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how the universe works like that? Once you settled down and had a consistent place to live, then that's when the opportunity kind of came.
Well, because you didn't have to focus so hard on, like, where the fuck am I going to sleep tonight?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know,
yeah,
like,
but what if you were going through all those auditions and while you were, you know, walking around, sleeping in LA Fitness. I mean, that would have been fucking crazy. I mean, you just were, but like.
Yeah. But the thing was, it's like, I didn't know how serious it was. Because, like,
that
I mean, AGT was like, oh, we're, you know, we're going to, if you do well or do this joke, and if they like you, well, you can audition in front of these producers. And then, you know, it's just so much, it's so complex. Like,
yeah.
I just didn't think it was that serious because I had people that hit me up, hey, man, I can put you on this show. Oh, I can do this for you. I can do this for you. It's everyone. So I was like, whatever. I just didn't believe it. I had been on, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, but by the time you got to Simon for that quote unquote first audition, are you even, like, are you just numb to the whole thing, or are you actually nervous at that point?
When I started recording,
yeah.
That's when I was like, this is cool. I thought that was cool. But I wasn't like, I'm in this until it aired.
Really?
Until it aired, I was like, oh, this is for real. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I've had friends that did the audition, and they've done multiple auditions in front of producers.
Yeah.
And then they do the audition in front of Simon, they record it, they get passed, and then they don't get aired.
Yeah, I've heard about that too.
You know, it sucks.
Yeah, because so you're like, here we go. I did
it. Yeah, I did.
I got no exes or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm good.
And they just don't get aired.
And they're probably telling their friends and family, right?
Yeah.
Like, watch.
I've had people, there was a comedian that he had all his people, his friends and family come together, and then they were watching. Then they were like, oh, yeah, we cut it.
That's horrible.
The producer just hit him up last minute. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're not on this episode.
Fuck, man. Jeez. That's more almost devastating than being on the show and getting cut.
Oh, yeah, because at least you get airtime.
That's way worse.
I mean, and then I also want to bring something up because I watched your first audition in front of Simon.
Yeah,
and
bonkers. You crushed.
You crush so hard, and then Simon does something I almost never see him do this, where he goes, hey, do more.
Yeah, do another joke. That wasn't part of the script. I mean, there is no script.
Yeah.
But they
did you have another joke planned, or you just like, shit.
I mean, you know, we comedians. I mean, I was just like, I'm gonna do this joke or that joke. And they was like, do another joke. And I'm like, all right, this joke. You know what I mean? It was not
okay.
It made it seem like I was more nervous, but I wasn't expecting that. I was like, what? But I wasn't. The most nervous I've ever been was the first time I ever went on stage and right before the first audition. But as soon as I got on stage, I was like, this is my world.
Then you're back home.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
You're back in charge.
Yeah.
What, I mean, because obviously there's cameras and there's people talking over the loudspeaker, right? Like, we're going, you know, we're starting in five or what, there's just all these other factors, but you're just zoning that out. And once the crowd laughs, you're just like, okay, I know this is, I've been doing this.
I'll think before I get on stage, I'm like, I'm about to bomb. Look at this crowd. I'm about to bomb. Now I get that first laugh. And I'm like, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Do you even play to the judges? You just play to the crowd or just like,
oh, I didn't know. I was looking around. I don't know. It was weird. Yeah. It was really, cause that's at that point, that was the most people I've ever performed for. It was 2,000 people.
Yeah.
So that before that, it's different. Yeah. And it's the same thing when you do a joke and you got to wait. Yeah, it's not 16,000 people.
Oh, that was but, one time, dude. That was like, I'm not fucking Russell Peters out there.
By the way, I've done 10,000 before John Legend, and yes, I bombed. So
oh, did you really?
Well, I mean, it was just like daytime before he went on at night, and when he comes, he went after me, and it was just like not. It was the Red Rocks. In Colorado, and it was just like daytime. It was kind of raining. I was trying to do crowd work with a security guy up front, like right out of the gate. I remember I got two jokes that got like good laughs, and then the rest, people were just still settling in. It was like before the show really started.
Yeah.
It was not.
People weren't there for that. They're not paying attention to that.
It was not fun.
Yeah, it's different.
During American AGT, I went and opened up for Boys to Men, and I did like
Shut the fuck up.
Why didn't you open with that? Why don't you just come in like, hey, before we start, I opened up for Boys to Men one time.
It was so dope.
What was the venue?
Oh,
where was it?
God.
It was at the fairgrounds.
The fair? Like,
it was like 7,000 people.
Now, Is that a situation where whenever you're opening up for bands, I as a comic, I always fear that because the people aren't there like for comedy, so we're
it was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So they were.
But I did do. I want to say because you did 16, right?
Yeah, that was the biggest ever.
I think I did. I want to say it was 15. It was at the Grove.
Yeah.
But the way that worked, that's huge. Really. But this is the thing. So you do a basketball stadium.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the middle, or like it might be cut. I don't know how it works out.
Yeah, it's like a 3/4.
Yeah. So it's nice. I mean, it's like, but the Grove, it was just outside. So that, I felt like I was just bombing the whole time. And I was like, this is stupid.
Why? You couldn't hear?
You can't hear the laughs. There's no acoustics.
I didn't hear any laughs. I thought a bomb. Yeah. I got off stage. I'm like, that was great. And I'm like,
it's weird. There's a place in the Bay Area called the Shoreline Amphitheater, and it holds like I don't know how many holds, like
20.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's outdoors, but there's this huge tent, and so I've done stand up there, and the laughs literally go. They hit the tent, which goes to the back of the stage, so you hear it behind the stage. Like backstage, you hear it. On stage, you think you're bombing, and then you get off stage, and everyone's like, "Fuck, dude."
Oh, crushed.
But you're like, I thought I just ate shit for the last 12 minutes. Like, it's madness.
That's how I felt.
Also, for stand-up on AGT, it's, to me, the most unnatural start.
Because super weird.
You come out, you shoot the shit a little bit, and which you could tell they loved you right away. Yeah. Like, have you always been... I don't know. Have you easy to make friends? Like, likable? People always, like, drawn to you? Is that...
I think I can make friends. I don't know. I think
like
I
socially, you've always been comfortable.
I haven't been super comfortable. I wasn't like a. I mean, I was just weird. I'm just me. You know what I mean? Like I was. I think I was unapologetic me. You know what I mean? So some people like me, and some people think I'm annoying. You know what I mean? Like it's just that's who I am. But I mean, I didn't. I wasn't like super popular. Like when I was in high school, I didn't have any friends. So I would like at lunchtime, I would walk to the store. And walk back because I didn't have anyone to sit with. So I would,
damn,
I
why
would,
not?
I would fake like I was. Oh, I just like walking, just like exercising. You know.
No, I gotta go get this fancy lunch that's down the street.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
You're asking that. You're asking that cardboard pizza. No, I'm going down to get some fancy French food. Whatever.
Yeah. Wait, why no friends?
I just have a friend. I mean, I was especially because I grew up in, I don't know. It was just.
Well, if you're bouncing around new schools, right, and just
the first year I ever went to a full school. I mean, school 4 year was I was 13 and it was in Oregon.
Jeez.
It was a 4 year, and then the same thing happened in 9th and 10th grade. I went to the same, but 7th grade I went to 3 different schools. 6th grade 3 different schools. 5th grade 3 different schools.
Military
fourth
family?
No, nah, well, kind of like the military. You know?
Okay.
Get on the ground now, go.
You know, it's kinda, that kind. Okay.
That was kind of similar. but no, it's
Sorry.
But listen, that happened once. You know what I mean? Like, I remember my mom being like, get on the ground. Like, get on the ground. When I was like seven. Yeah. So, I mean, it was just, I don't know why we moved around a lot.
Your folks give you that type, I mean, like, just your attitude and your mindset. So, like, people can really, you know, you obviously had to be around people or have people in your life that kind of, you know, gave you little pep talks, or did you just observe from people around you, like, to develop into who you are?
Yeah. I mean, my mom is just really, she's like me. She's like me. She's a little more...
Fuck it, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason... Okay, so the reason... I don't know why we moved so... I don't know. I think my mom just didn't ever settle. But I mean, I took a lot from my mom. She's super creative. Mm-hmm. She's really... She's just her. You know
and,
what I mean?
And she came out for... And she was on America's Got Talent, too.
She came out from... Yeah. That was pretty dope. That was the first time I've seen her in years.
No. Whoa. Shit.
Yeah. So when I seen her, AGT made sure I did see her till then.
And so, no shit.
I remember I was talking to Mike Young, one of the contestants, and I was talking to him. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, da da da. And he was looking weird, and he started backing away. I was like, what's going on? And then my mom started running up, and I was like, and I was trying not to cry.
Oh,
and then I was like, I should have cried. I would have got the golden buzzer. You know
what I mean? And so. That's such a crazy moment. And then, like, because you're having this real human moment, and you're also probably somewhere in the back of your head going, like, wait a minute, they're recording this, I'm on TV, be careful what you say, be careful what you do. Like, that's got to be just insane.
I don't know. I it was great. I mean, especially because my mom, she's been my biggest supporter. She was there the first time I went on stage. She recorded it. I was so scared to go on stage the first time that they called the next person. Because I took so long to go on stage.
Really?
And then my mom was in the back. She's like, no, he right here. And I was like, all right, this is going to be going great now.
And then, like, the first time going on stage, your mom's sticking up for you. That's good.
And I went up and bombed miserably. It was so bad.
Is there a...
What made you want to go back on after you bombed the first time?
I thought I killed.
Oh, of course. That blissful ignorance.
I was like, I crushed. I got in the car. I told mom. I was like, yeah, I did good, didn't I? She's like, you did okay. I was like, you don't even try to lie to me? Like, you just.
So she kept it real with you.
She kept it real. She was like, it was okay. Like, you got some laughs. But from this part, like, she was just breaking it down right here.
That's great.
You didn't get a laugh right there.
Are there any comedians from the show, like, in prior years that tried to, like, reach out and give you advice? Or did
man. Tom Cotter.
Tom Cotter,
He's really, he reached out and helped me out.
That's great.
He's a good guy. He's funny. He jokes per second, like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Like, he just.
Sniper.
That's so great when you're got that style for the show because.
Yeah, for the show, great.
Because on AGT, how long's your set? 4 minutes? 3 minutes?
Yeah, no, not even maybe two minutes. It's supposed to be 90 seconds, but they let you go
just
to 2 minutes.
Crazy.
Yeah,
how do you? I don't know. I mean, for the store open mic when I used to do it, it was 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and that to me was just like so difficult to pack in, and I would always try to pack in more
jokes.
Yeah. And that's the other people do like one long thing, and I was like, oh, maybe that's the route. But then
you
want to get more laughs per minute, but then it's. So what was kind of your prep for that?
What was your strategy?
Well, I mean, I think my style is kind of set up for a show like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of jokes per minute. I'm super silly, really immature, so the kids like me.
Physical.
I'm just harmless.
Playing big for TV.
Yeah. I'm like this harmless black guy. I think they were just looking for, a woman this season. You know what I mean? So, I mean, but I think, because there's not, I mean, we name another black comedian off America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Whoopi? No.
She was not on.
Whoopi, yeah, didn't she do a...
Mel B was funny sometimes? I don't know.
Yeah. I like how none of y'all named Nick Cannon. Like, none of y'all... Like, he was the host of America.
Because you said comedian.
Oh!
Brad Williams throwing shade!
Wow.
No, I'm just saying that because I tried out for Wild and Out.
Same here. Screw you!
Only reason.
No, no. I tried out a couple times. I even tweeted him. I was like, I'm verified, Nick. Come on. He's like, nah. He didn't even respond.
You auditioned for a while now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding? You're a no-brainer.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
So energetic. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't sign me for it. Yeah. Whatever. It's all good.
Are the opportunities now just like,
are they better?
Are you in a position where you can kind of, for stand-up, for sure, right? Like, you're getting booked just through the roof, yeah?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'm on the road every weekend. I'm exhausted.
Do you love it?
I love it, man. I love it.
Seems like you got a schedule down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm starting to get it down, too. Like, I'm getting my sleep down. I'm getting everything figured out now.
It's amazing that and you're doing it, and you're still doing YouTube videos. You're cooking?
Cooking.
You do a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're super fucking musical too.
Oh, thanks, man.
You posted some songs on your Insta story or just on Instagram?
Oh yeah, I got some songs on Spotify now.
Yeah, dude. Can we pull one of them up?
Yeah, pull. Yeah, bro. Yeah,
I don't have Spotify. Do you have Spotify?
You don't have Spotify?
I know. I just.
What do you use?
Pandora.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
That's it. I'm good with it. But
actually, I wish I was like that. But now I discover all these songs and I listen to all these songs.
Yeah, there's like so much.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's amazing because just like. We grew up in a time where the radio stations just told you what you had to listen to. Like, hey, listen to this band.
I remember recording on a cassette tape the songs on the radio.
I remember that, too.
So I could play it back.
And now it's just like you can discover so much good music. Yeah. All right, so.
All right, this song is.
Oh, God.
Damn.
There you go.
Is that you doing the backups?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's not the full. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, I mean,
guess how I thought of that song.
I mean,
took a shit in the shower, and that's not going to rhyme.
Shit in the shower. No. Too harsh.
I said a doo doo down the drain.
I mean, all right.
I mean,
it worked.
The follow up.
Down the drain. All right.
Why do you have those pipes?
What are those pipes?
You have musical theater background? You just always
can't sing that well. I mean, I can't
sing
that well.
It sounded pretty good to me,
did
man.
You not
it sounded
hear
okay.
That?
It was all right. I mean, I can do, I'm one of those singers that I can do that, and you'd be like, oh, you can sing. But if you do some acapella right now, I'm like, no, that'd be bad.
So was there like a lot of post production on that?
Yeah, but my girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah, you could tell. Oh,
yeah. So she writes, she produces, she does all music.
She can
so
help you with the melodies and stuff too?
Yeah. Well, I had that song for like. Probably like 4 years before I met her.
I gotta
I
be honest,
never recorded it.
I can't get out of my fucking head right now.
You've been peeing in the shower
so
a long time.
Catchy.
And I had another. There's another song called "Walking in My Underwear" that I just thought of when I was walking in my underwear.
Sure.
And I posted it, and that's I posted that like 2 years before I met her, and then she seen it and she commented. She's like, "Oh, you can sing!" And then like we made that song like 6 months later after she seen it. It was just
It's also. Great because like you're taking advantage of like the following that's coming at you, and like you're already creating content, but it's like it's one of the things that you see that really can make a difference is like putting shit up consistently, and like Brad and I are always trying to do that more, but it's just like
whole
thing too is like, and sometimes I use this as an excuse where I'm like, well yeah, if I had fucking hundreds of thousands to do it then I'd be doing it, but it's like yeah, but maybe like you gotta be doing it to get there, but like
I know I used to, you know what's crazy? I used to make those excuses. Like, if I had money, I'd be doing all this.
Yeah.
And I got money now. And I'm like, being lazy. But what instruments do y'all play?
A triangle.
Clarinet and a guitar.
Oh, okay. But do you really?
Play guitar. Clarinet was 3 years and I stopped in seventh grade. So I just say that because it sounds cool. Nope. I don't know why. Just
you saying if you play a clarinet sounds cool?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I don't.
But no, so I'm saying is you
play anything.
Is you play, I mean, usually I feel like every.
Brad plays a tambourine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, do you?
Solid tambourine.
And mean spoons.
I think as a dwarf, I could tell people I play a pan flute, and they'd be like, "Yeah, that makes a lot of sense."
It's so funny that I remember when I was
didn't
talking.
Did I play you in Zelda?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember I was talking at the improv, and you were telling me how you used to get mistaken for the guy for Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
and you used to be okay with it, and then you started making a name for yourself.
Yeah,
and then you got mad.
And now
like,
I'm pissed.
No, I'm Brad.
Now I go see Infinity War and. Spoilers, not really.
Don't tell me. Hold on. I'm seeing it tonight. Okay.
Okay. I won't tell.
Don't tell me.
Then I won't tell you.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was.
Then you know
why I got to go back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Like, I remember it ended and I was just like, wait, what? You know? If you say wait, what out loud to yourself, you got to go back for seconds, you know?
I won't tell you.
Wait, why'd you go that high?
Well, I ate these weed mints. I've stopped like.
Because someone says that superheroes are flying around. You're like,
all
right.
It was after
so did you go high?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was great.
It was unbelievable. I mean, what I remember, phenomenal. Like,
you're
going to
love it.
It's also, I'm not a big superhero movie guy. I loved Iron Man's, Deadpool, I loved. But like, I haven't seen any of the new Wolverines, the new Captain Americas. But this was unbelievable. You know You know that it's all the. Right? That's a known fact. I'm not spoiling it by the way.
No.
Batman's in it, right?
No, he's not.
That was my one gripe. I walked out being like, no Batman.
It's not DC.
People were walking out. I was like, no Batman, turn around. They're like, he's not supposed to
be. Justice League was there in Infinity War, right?
Yeah, they tried.
And it was bad, right? It was bad.
They tried. But now, are you going to be one of these guys where you try to, like, Donald Glover right now has, like, he's got Childish Gambino, he's got the comedy, he's got the acting. Like, are you trying to get in all these different areas?
Oh, I would love to, man. Yeah. I think he's an incredible example. I think he's amazing. He's like the modern Jamie Foxx.
He does everything and all well.
But yeah, he does. Yeah,
he doesn't build houses, though.
I mean, Jamie Foxx, I feel like. You know what?
You gotta make a song about that.
Yeah, you can sing while you build houses and tell jokes.
I build you a house.
Dude, that's a music video waiting to happen. Are you kidding me?
But I don't think I can build a house anymore. I feel like I can, but it's like my measurements be off. Like, I feel like it'd be so bad.
Come on, man. That's a video. Like, that's why it's
like
funny.
When, yeah, I know,
I did
really
this
bad.
10 years ago.
I thought you said a tent.
I built a tent.
Like, you know how, like, you play the guitar.
Yeah.
When's the last time you played?
Week ago.
Okay, so how'd you feel?
Great.
If you played right now?
Oh, not great.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like
because
that.
Before that week, it was probably 3 months.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So it's like, yeah, that's how I feel with building.
You gotta kind of get back into it.
I remember I built my mom like a... I came back, and then she had me build. She just had me build everything. Like, I built her chairs. I built her another room for her. And I was like, do you love me, or do you just want me to use me? you just had me building all this stuff.
I got cheap labor.
Now, at some point when you were on the streets, like, and you had this construction background, did you ever think, like, if I could just find a couple boxes?
No.
And a couple,
if I can get some.
A couple Pop-Tarts.
If I can get enough cans.
Staple gun. Good.
No, I just remember thinking, this is dumb. I was like, I'm just going to go to someone's house.
That's great. The road, do you love hotels? Do you like, what about the whole experience? Because riding around the road a lot too, and for somebody who's just jumping into it, like, I'm so curious, like, what about it? Are you, obviously, like, you're packing your shows out, so that's fucking great, because nobody gets to do that right out of the gate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I mean, it's cool, but it's like, now I got to write, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I got to think of another hour.
Yep.
And I thought of new 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard. I mean, because you think, this is your mindset. You're like, I'm headlining. I'm doing an hour. I can just think of plenty of new jokes. And then you're not thinking the features in front of you trying to short. Like, when I used to feature, I was like, my mindset was like, I'm going to make this headliner work.
Yeah, blow it out of the water.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people think it's mean or whatever.
No, like, that's gotta be that way.
That's every feature mindset, and I think it should be.
Yeah, that was my idea. So I kind of forgot that.
Yeah.
When I first started going on tour, like, I remember some dude opened up for me. He had been doing it for like 15 years, he was 17. He was 17 years, and it was in whatever. So it was he'd been doing it 17 years. He was a funny cat, but he just watched someone that had been doing it half the amount of time.
Sure.
And then blew up. Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm featuring for you. So he went. Like, he was good. Yeah. He went. It was a lot of. So it's a lot of times I can't try as many new jokes out, especially when I didn't even like my hour to begin with. You know what I mean?
You got to kill. The last thing you want is the headliner. Because as the feature, you want the people to walk out of that place going, man, that middle guy should have been headlining.
Yeah.
And as a headliner, that's the last thought you want people to have.
So, I mean, it's hard to think of, you know, newer jokes when I'm trying to do the cooking show and I'm writing these stupid songs.
Why that cooking show? Brad's, I'm sorry, I cut Brad off from that, but why the cooking show? What spawned that?
Well, the reason I started doing the cooking show is because my mom wanted to know how to make a protein. Shake, a natural protein shake.
Yeah, because you're vegan, right?
I'm a vegan, yeah.
Which
I wasn't a vegan when I started. I was vegetarian when I started.
By the way, props for us going the whole podcast with you not saying you're vegan.
I hate when people say that. We don't just open up, how you doing? I'm a vegan. I'm doing great. We don't do that.
Most vegans I know.
No way. This is what happens. Y'all ask us a question. Y'all offer us, hey, you want some M&M's? No, I got chocolate in there. I'm a vegan. Oh, you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to tell us. You ask us questions that lead us up to us telling you that we're a vegan, and then you just stomp on us for saying it. It's so annoying. I hate that. Yeah. You want this burger? I can't. I'm vegan. Oh, vegan. It's only been 3 minutes. So
that's how you know we don't care, because we were more perturbed that you didn't bring up Boys to Men.
That was our vegan. Yeah, we're pissed about that.
Yeah.
Wait, so you taught her how to do that, and then what you made?
I'm not a crazy vegan, by the way. I'm not like a I'm not like a.
Which is what crazy vegans say, by the way. But no, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Wait, what do you mean by that, though? Like, what do you.
Like, I was.
You're not wearing a meat is murder shirt.
Yeah, I went to PETA because they found out I was a vegan.
Yeah.
And they invited me over, and I was like, yeah. I mean, I don't really know much about PETA. I just know they're a vegan company.
Yeah.
And so I went up there, and they gave me, like, a whole bunch of free merchandise, and they gave us a tour. And they're like, oh, you know, we should do some stuff. And then and then I posted on my Instagram, and people just flooded. They were like, PETA is crazy. Yeah. And they did this and that and that and that. And then the shirts they gave me, it was like, fur is murder, and it was like blood all over the shirt. And I'm like, I'm not really a PETA vegan.
Yeah.
I'm not
that guy.
Like, I'm not. And if you eat meat, I mean, you eat meat. Like, I'm not. I eat meat for years. I'm not I'm not trying to say that you all are bad people for eating. I mean, you already know that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
For me, I just feel bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, as this is what I mean. I'm not a crazy vegan. I was doing a show at on like Fox Studios or something like that, right? Yeah. And then they had this whole convention. It was like, I don't know, it was super nice. They had all these, everyone had stands, the drink stands, food stands, and like pet stands. They had a dog licking people. It was weird. Then they had the goat yoga. And so there
goat
was-
Goat yoga?
Yeah.
Goga?
Goat, yeah.
Goat yoga?
Goat yoga. Well, like the goat stands on their back when they're doing yoga poses or something.
Unbelievable.
It's insane. But this is what I mean. So there's a guy was like, is the yoga, is the goat enjoying that? And it's like, and then some girl was like, I think he's enjoying it. Like they're feeding him snacks.
Standing on
yeah,
a
but
bag.
How do you know?
The goat's doing downward dog. Isn't that fucked up to you?
Stupid. So what I'm saying is, I'm pretty sure the goat is fine. Like,
yeah,
if you pay me,
goat doesn't give a shit.
You're giving it treats to stand on people's back. If you gave me ice cream to walk on people, like, I'm gonna. That's great. I'm gonna love that. So I'm not like that. Like, I'm not that kind of vegan. Yeah. I just don't
vegan
like
ice cream though.
Yeah. No vegan ice cream. Oh yeah, I don't feel like I don't have to say that. I feel like you already know. There's almond milk or something. I don't know.
Wait, so you make these videos, you send them to your mom, and then she's like, "That's funny. You should do more of those or what?"
Well, I made the video for my mom. I sent it to her. And she was like, could you break it down? I was like, all right, I'll break it down. Yeah. When I started to break it down, I was like, I'll just post it on my page.
Yeah.
And I did it, and it did really well. So I was like, I'll keep doing it. So I did a few more, and then it started picking up, and it started doing really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I did a veggie burger, and that's what really, like, kind of blew. Veggie burger, the really popular one's a veggie burger, mac and cheese, and fried chicken, vegan fried chicken.
Damn.
Excuse me.
How's vegan mac and cheese?
It's amazing, man. Tastes exactly like. It's so easy. So what you do is you take two carrots, you take a yellow potato.
All right,
man, come on, man.
Guess has been God, these
vegans. Right, oh, he's talking about vegan.
I hope all of y'all fall tonight. All right, so let me explain. It's pretty cool.
No, please. Yeah. I'm very curious.
So you take two carrots, you take a yellow potato, you know, you skin them. I feel like y'all don't care anymore. So
I do.
Like,
no, I love mac and cheese.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I want to hear how you ruined it.
He's doing it.
How did? Okay. How do you make mac and cheese? Two carrots. I'm out.
Yeah. You skin a potato.
Okay. What the fuck? Yeah. So you take.
Yeah. You put in some tofu.
I swear to you, if you try this, it's amazing.
I believe you.
All right. So you try.
Yeah. A quarter moccasin.
Yeah. Then, okay. So you skin it. You boil it. You cut them up. Okay. You boil it.
Yeah.
Do you have a pair of Uggs?
Okay. I'm done. You know what I mean? I'm done now. How about that? No. Then you take a
let it boil, do some goat yoga, and then
it's a quarter cup of nutritional yeast,
yeah,
and a little bit of garlic powder, a tablespoon, and then a tablespoon of olive oil, and then you mix it in together, and then that's cheese.
Great. Now that's not cheese, but
it's vegan cheese.
There you go.
Cheese imitation.
By the way, that's not
it's
cheese.
It's so much healthier than cheese.
Yeah,
it is, right? Why?
Yeah, because cheese just has cancer in it.
It does. Doesn't it?
Cheese is a carcinogen.
First ingredient, cancer. Damn it.
No, I mean cheese is good. I mean, this is my thing about vegan mac and cheese. Mm. Not for like ethical reasons, but after you eat it, you feel good. Like you feel light. You eat mac and cheese, you're like.
Yeah,
you
have
That is the thing that whenever I go to like a veggie grill or I go to Tender Greens and just have a salad or something, I'm like, shit, I really do feel good after this.
Yeah.
Like I get mad how good I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, so this is how I, that's how it should be.
But if you told me I was going to be a vegan 2 years, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have. I would have been like, nah, shut up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I mean, I was not. What? I would have ate a person with the right seasoning. I did not care at all.
Some cayenne pepper.
Like, if you, literally, I'm not even making this up. If you fed me a plate and you're like, that was a human named John. I'd have been like, well, John is gone. I didn't mean that to rhyme, but that did. You know what I mean? Like, that was pretty good. Yeah. But
well, why'd you start?
Because I had a dog. I had a dog and like fell in love with my dog. And I was like, I can't eat my dog. You know, pigs are smarter than dogs. Pigs are smarter than chimpanzees. So
are they really?
Yeah. They're super smart. They're so smart.
But they're so delicious.
Now, Jesus, Brad. Does that mean that they're, because they're smart, the smartest out of those three, that they're the most cognizant of like, we're getting fucking chopped up?
Oh, they know.
Fuck, man.
They know.
But they're so delicious.
They're
though.
So smart. They're way smarter than dogs.
Have you had a pork belly sandwich?
Why haven't?
If I gave you some vegan pulled pork, which I made,
I love pulled
pork. You should try it out.
I'm down.
It's just people don't like you don't like the taste of pig. If I just gave you some pig, some pork, you would be like, this is stupid. But you like the seasoning and the texture. So jackfruit has the same texture as a pulled pork. So when you take the jackfruit and you just put the barbecue, I mean, you make it a certain way, but you put the seasoning on it, you would not know the difference between a pulled pork vegan sandwich or regular pulled pork sandwich. It's texture and seasoning.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
What is it called
again? I have to cook it. All right.
Jackfruit?
Yeah, it's jackfruit. It's jackfruit. It's a cousin of pineapples. I mean, it's just, you take that, and it's the same. It looks exactly like, you trim it up and you tear it like a pulled pork. And you
I want to take this challenge just because I want to eat a pulled pork sandwich.
We should come over and let Preacher cook us a vegan meal and videotape it.
This always happens. You guys find out I'm a vegan. Oh, we're cool about it. Let me destroy you for like 30 more minutes.
No, dude, you're obviously winning.
You're kicking ass. Yeah. Look at you. You look better than us. Yeah. Okay. You're cut.
All right, but
we're jealous.
Waiting. I'm waiting on.
We're breaking you down because you're better.
Although Brad told me you had just had a hernia. Hernia surgery.
I had hernia surgery.
Was that because you're vegan?
Jesus.
See, I was like, "Oh, maybe they're done."
You know, if you had a butt filled with meat,
it would not hurt as
instead
much.
Instead of fake potatoes,
I have no.
What happened was I was in a gym, but what happened was I was on a road and I wouldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. Like I probably averaged like 4 hours of sleep.
Is it because you're riding the high of the show? Like what's contributing to your lack of exhaustion?
Because I'm doing too much.
And your mind's racing.
So like same with the cooking episodes. So I write those out. I gotta find recipes. And I don't just look one recipe up. I look like 10 recipes up. And then I try out a bunch of them and I was like, okay, I like this one the most. And then I'm like, I take that and I write, okay, a few jokes for that recipe. Then I go record it. And, you know, my girlfriend, if she's available, she'll record it. And then I edit it. Editing takes like hours.
It does.
It takes hours.
Everything comes together in editing.
Exactly. And it'll take like 5-6 hours. So I'll edit it, and then I'll post it. And that's still me doing social media, me doing other things besides cooking with it. You know what I mean? And doing stand-up.
And just living your life.
Yeah. So I don't – there's not enough time in the day.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't work out as much, and I wouldn't get any sleep. So I'm not working out, not getting any sleep, and I try to lift the same what I was lifting. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think, like I don't know, like what I was doing when I was not as busy.
Yeah.
And then I try to go heavy. I think it was at like 295 or something like that. And then it was people talking smack to me, and I was like, yeah, ego. And then I did it, and I couldn't hit it. And I was like, take it, because I'm scared I'm gonna get a hernia. Mm-hmm. And then I had a hernia. I had two hernias. And I went to the first doctor, and they were like, nope, you're good. But it was a friend of a doctor.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
So he felt like he could diagnose you?
Yeah, he was just like, no, well, I mean, it was a friend. I had a friend that works at a hernia surgery office.
Cool.
So I wasn't paying him, so he didn't care.
Yeah.
And he had really bad reviews. But he was like, no, it's nothing wrong. I was like, really? Because my belly button is kind of flopping around. Is that normal? He's
ever
like, no.
Floppy belly button?
Yeah. Like, he's like, that's genetics. I'm like, I've had these genetics 26 years, bro. I don't remember.
Nothing happened before then.
Yeah. And so I performed, and it was so dumb, all these shows. And then I went to the doctor when I got back in town, like 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And this nurse was like, you got a hernia. The nurse. Yeah. Then the doctor came, was like, oh, you got two hernias.
Oh, jeez.
And then they did the surgery, and I had to have, I mean, if you see my act, I'm incredibly physical.
Yeah.
So I had to have my girlfriend act out my jokes.
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Wait, on stage with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would do my jokes. Yeah. And then there was a couple jokes that they wanted on AGT that were too physical for me. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, Janae, and then she would come
that's
to the stage.
Unbelievable.
And then they laughed because it was her.
And yes. Right. And you're great. Commenting yeah. on her yeah, doing yeah, the yeah, acting
yeah.
out.
Yeah. She did a bad job.
Way to turn that into.
If I'm being honest, it was really bad. She's not going to listen to this, but it was horrible. It was not.
Well, a lot of people are, and a lot of people, can definitely be inspired by your story. I'm sure you're getting those types of comments and messages too. It's pretty,
man.
It's pretty awesome, man. And you're a good dude.
You came from being homeless.
I'm okay.
You were sleeping in
hilarious.
You were sleeping in parks.
Yeah. But this. Don't be saying I'm a good dude. Because I want just in case someone pops up. Yeah. I want you to be like, well, he didn't. You know, we didn't say.
Okay. He was
in like five
years when someone posts a text conversation and you're like,
Pretty. Never said I was a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Happy expectations.
There's something about you and a goat we don't know about.
Yeah.
Pop up later.
Goat man, yoga.
I told you I love animals. I love them a lot. So much.
I don't eat them. Well, I do. But not in that. but they are alive to enjoy it. What?
That's disgusting. That's so nasty.
I'm still stuck on goat yoga. I'm sorry. I'm not.
It's really funny. It's really funny. They just run on each other's back, and they're really good balances. I thought that was pretty good.
They run on mountains, so in rocks. Yeah. So yeah, they're good. But like, who had that idea? And were there other animals that they tried before goat?
There had to have been.
Well, they're like, all right, now we're gonna try gerbil yoga, and all of a sudden someone's like, where's the gerbil? And someone's smiling too hard. That's not good.
Check that guy's ass.
And I'm like, hey guys, I told you I wasn't a good guy. And I love animals.
Well. People have so many chances to see you. They can see you live on the road doing your act. They could subscribe to your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Watch you cook. Watch you do the watch you work out. Watch you post sketches.
Preacher Lawson Instagram, Twitter, all that, right?
Yeah, everything's at Preacher Lawson.
Yeah.
Website?
PreacherLawson.com.
Fuck yeah, that, dude. That thankfully there's not a lot of Preacher Lawsons out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. There was when I first started doing stand-up, there was a preacher man, but I don't know where he's at right now, but. I took his name.
He's like going on GoDaddy.com, all these preacher websites are taken. And funny preacher, take it, damn it.
And that's not a stage name. That's your real name.
It's not a stage name,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not my birth name.
Gotcha.
When I was 2 weeks old, my mom was at a gospel conference.
Yeah.
And she was a bunch of people that that never spoke to her. Was like, when he gets old, he's going to be a preacher. He's going to be a pastor. So for mm-hmm. fun, she was like, I'm going to start calling you preacher. I don't know what I was doing. To give that impression, I was going to be a preacher at 2 weeks old because I don't know what I could say.
Wow.
2 weeks.
Goo goo gaga. Can I get away? That's how we got to end.
I was walking on my bathtub water and they was like, there's something. I don't know why he's changing his mom's milk into wine, but he's just.
That's amazing. Our fans have to go check you out.
Yes, go check me out, man. I appreciate you having me.
You've had such a great time listening to the man. Go see him, go support him, and share weird ass vegan recipes.
Yeah, bring me to his shows. He'll
you can't just say
it.
Vegan recipes. You can't just say that. You just hate vegan so much. No,
I think you should.
I don't think you hate vegan.
I do think
you like making fun of us.
I love it. I love it. You look fucking better than us.
Brad, have you
feel better?
Have you had a traditional vegan meal, like a nice?
Yeah, they got a Mexican restaurant down here called Gracias Madre, and it's like really, really good vegan Mexican food to where you do not know the difference.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's amazing. You go, man.
Some food you can eat and you won't know the difference. I mean, they're not healthy, but you won't know the difference.
Yeah.
And
just go to Preacher's show.
Yeah, but what does the staff look like? Yeah. Does the staff look like Preacher? Because I'm only eating the food. I'm not going to go.
That is the weird thing when like a kind of an overweight waitress comes out and is like, this is the healthiest food around. You're like, well, clearly you're not into it.
Well, if you eat a lot of healthy food, it's not healthy anymore. it's great. Super healthy. How many meals? 10 healthy meals in 2 hours. And it's great. And I love it.
Well, thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for having me.
Hope you had a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
If you can give Brad a ride home on your motorcycle,
just know I have little tiny koala arms. I will hug you.
Oh, it's
hard.
Totally, yeah, it's
that's
totally
a video.
Fine.
The hands may creep around a little
bit. You know what? I don't. No. You can hug me hard as long as you don't get
Brad's
hard.
Never felt, Brad's never felt vegan titties before.
I got vegan titties. These feel just like real titties.
By the way, there's a song for you. Vegan titties are better than regular titties. Good night, everybody.
I don't have titties.
It's about last night.